all of time, all of space, where would you go? When would you go? The ancient past? The far future? Would you walk on alien ground no human has tread upon before? Or would you see familiar locales made new by the lens of years? Be wary though, for time and space are never straightforward paths to wander. Lose your footing, and you may find yourself adrift, with little chance of rescue. Join us now, as the Court of Tea and Dice play Doctor Who, Tempest Fugitives.
Hello, and welcome to Cult of Tea and Dice episode... 3 of Doctor Who, Tempest Fugitives, Dream No More. I am Bloodied, and I am your GM for this evening. I keep forgetting we're not actually in person, are we? Mordrigan?
Ah, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Trem. Once I find his character sheet. Oh, there it is. I'm playing Trem.
Archive?
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Madden.
Hardwick?
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Tilly.
And Loka?
I'm Loka Centaurus, and I am playing Milson Rax.
Okay, so... who would like to give me a punchy recap?
We went in a big fucking terrifying building that didn't have right angles that made sense. And in there we found a whole load of upworlders who were just... Well, they seemed to be in stasis or like terror in front of this door that people had been shooting at very long ago in the past. Which is interesting, because humans didn't have energy weapons very long ago in the past. And yet somehow, energy weapons have been shot at the big door. What we did ascertain is that there was something behind the big door that is bad. And not just bad, but bad. And these people who were all sort of in suspended animation-ish were in communication with the bad thing. Sort of.
I think that might be putting it a bit strongly.
Well, it was certainly talking at them.
It might have just been using their brains, but well, you know.
Yeah. We did a little experiment whereby we took one of them away, and they did regain their faculties, but only in as much as they stopped just standing there and started screaming. So there was a bit of conversation as to whether it was better or not to put them out of their misery. And then we sort of decided we probably should try and help. And we came up with a plan. Our current plan is to move the TARDIS to them, push them all gently into the TARDIS and shut them in a nice padded room somewhere in the TARDIS. Then fly the TARDIS so that it materializes over the shield generator that's keeping this place not under 10,000 tons of water, and then teleport that shield generator inside the TARDIS back to the people who want to whack Madden's mum and dad, if we don't pay them. I think that covers it. Basically, it's generally bad.
Yeah.
It's not a great situation.
Yeah, so...
Oh, yeah, we sent two people back, and it was definitely Madden. It definitely wasn't me.
It definitely wasn't Madden.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Stay where she was, because otherwise it would look like she's trying to get out of it.
I think it was Tilly and...
Milton, then.
Yep. Yeah, Tilly and Milton.
We definitely sent two. We definitely sent two, and one of them definitely wasn't me.
Yeah. Milson and Tilly went back into the submarine and are getting to the TARDIS.
Yes.
Because it's just around the corner from the docks, isn't it? That's how we got to it so easily.
Yeah, it wasn't too far off the docks. So that's not going to be too much of a difficulty. Trem and Madden, are you doing anything in the meantime?
Honestly, I don't think there's a lot that we can do at the moment because there's only two of us. We've got an unconscious person because you drugged the person who was screaming. And I mean, we could leave the unconscious person in the dock, in the airlock thing, on their own, but that's a recipe for them.
I mean, given we're not really coming back here, probably, because I don't know where the TARDIS is going to end up.
Well, I think we told them to turn up in the building.
Okay, then, yeah, we definitely don't want to leave them over here, because if we go over to the building and get everyone out, what if we forget about them? That'd be a terrible idea.
Okay, so maybe we drag them back to just outside the building and wait for the...
We could go towards the building so we're closer, but not get too close, because if that thing can get into heads, I don't want to get too close to it.
Yeah.
For too long. Before we've got our get-out plan.
I mean, we've got communicators, so I assume once they materialise in the building, they're going to communicate us and say, we're in the building.
I hope so.
In fact... These are further future communicators than now, aren't they? Or are they earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, I'm going to get on the communicator. Guys in the submarine.
Hey, guys in the submarine. Trem is talking to you.
Excellent.
Hello.
Ah. Right. So, you know how the plan was to rematerialize near to the people?
I'm going to make sure that the pilot can't hear us at this point.
You can sub Vox. It's cool.
Cool. Yes.
Okay, well, when you do, and you step outside, let us know, because we need to come into the building dragging the unconscious person and load them in as well.
Right. This all kind of hinges on the TARDIS driving itself appropriately to that level of precision.
I mean, worst comes to worst, you land nearby. Just whatever you do, don't land the other side of the door. Okay?
That's always been the plan. I will drop you a line once we rematerialize.
Excellent. We're going to be somewhere just outside the building.
All righty then. I'll try and land as close as possible.
Close as possible to the building or close as possible to the people?
The answer to both of your questions is yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so Tilly... no, not Tilly. Sorry, my brain went mad there. Madden. He's not certain they're going to be able to drive it with any precision, which makes the second part of our plan a bit difficult. But, yeah, basically he's going to try and land next to the people, or at least the building. So if we drag this person back over towards the building, we noticed when they stopped being stationary and started screaming, we noticed the distance that happened at, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. In which case...
It took a minute for them to sort of become cogitant. It wasn't just a instant snap fingers process.
Okay, so how about we all go back to just outside where they came to and wait there?
Okay.
Well, that was a question to Madden, actually.
Outside, but nearby.
Okay, cool. Let's do that then. We're going to drag them over there.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're unconscious, so that's not a problem. Could I have from both of you, please, awareness survival rolls, please?
That's a bad sign.
You doesn't work on radio.
Sorry, yes, you are right. From Trem and Madden, please.
Okay. Awareness survival.
Roll 2d6 and add it.
Yep, roll 2d6 and add your stat.
Okay.
Those two stats.
I don't have survival, so I got 11.
I got 10. I also don't have survival.
Okay. Yeah, you don't notice anything at this point in time.
That fills me with confidence.
Yes. So back to Tilly and Nilsson. The submarine journey back is uneventful. You get back to the dock. You dock in. It's the same one you came out of. So you fairly retrace your steps back to the TARDIS.
Okie doke. Can we check at all to see if we're being followed?
Could Nilsson and Tilly make me awareness survival rolls, please.
Awareness survival.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're about to find out. The dice, they say 7. The skills, the awareness, survival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's a total of 14 for Milson.
Okay.
What am I rolling? Hang on. 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I have survival. That is 10.
Okay. Okay. Is it Nilsson or Milson? Because I have trouble hearing you.
Starts with a Mikey.
Starts with an M. Okay, Milson. Well, that was what I was saying earlier. Milson. Yeah, Milson, you don't think you're being followed as best as you can tell. You're pretty sure you'd see someone who's following you. So either someone very good at it is following you, or you're not being followed.
What's the local surveillance like?
There do seem to be cameras. Whether or not they're functioning, you can't tell. They look kind of beat up, but then everything here looks kind of beat up. That's just the kind of place this seems to be.
Fair enough. Okay, so
righto.
Into the TARDIS we go.
You're back in the TARDIS. It seems normal, insofar as the TARDIS is ever normal.
I mean, yes. Wander up to the console, do all of the usual stuff for going somewhere, and try and aim as best we can for, you know, not halfway through the geometry of the building.
Okay.
Because I get the impression we're more or less giving the TARDIS suggestions rather than actually driving.
Yeah, it's a lot like steering a horse, except, you know, the horse is capable of travelling through time and space.
And is a damn sight more intelligent than we are.
Yes, and is one of those very horses. Temperamental.
One of those horses, you know, like you know, yeah, the sort of Norse myth horse.
Yes. You're basically riding Sleipnir, if Sleipnir was an even bigger dick than his dad. I mean, mum. I mean...
Hey, Sleipnir's fine.
I'm saying if he was. I use an if. So, yeah, you suggest the landing point to the TARDIS. And, it's fine initially. And then, as you get nearer, it seems like the TARDIS has a, wait, sorry, we're going where? Inside what? Next to what? And it starts protesting vociferously.
Can it at least find the shield?
I mean, it seems to have found the shield. It's okay. Even just about okay, it seems, with the idea of being near the building. It's not going in the building. It is steadfastly refusing to go in the building.
Nope.
Oh, it seems quite sensible to me.
Parking out front.
Yeah. You know. There's the standard whoop, whoop as it comes in. Madden, Trem, the TARDIS materializes.
Excellent.
Oh, before we open the doors, I do inform the TARDIS we're going to need a suitable accommodation.
A soundproof room.
I mean, I will have informed it as part of moving that we are going to pick up Prem and Madden and also these people who need transport to a medical facility.
There's a subtle sense of shifting that you're growing used to, and there's a door that wasn't there before.
Hopefully it's conveniently close to the front door.
Yeah, it's sort of off to the side.
Fair enough. Before I open the front door, I will go and check that door. Just so I know the route that we need to get them through.
It leads to a corridor which has multiple doors coming off, leading to very pleasant, soft-looking rooms.
All right. Excellent work. Pop open the front door and see if Trim and Madden are there.
Where did it warp in?
It warped in outside the building, reasonably near it.
So fairly near to where we are, then?
Yeah, so fairly near to where you are.
Cool. In which case, the moment it appeared, I suggest we start dragging the drugged person towards it.
Yeah.
Milson, Madden and Trem are coming with the unconscious person.
Ah, excellent. Pilot run. New temporary asylum is over there. Hooray. And I point them in the direction and make sure that the doors are held open for the transport of the patient.
We will transport him inside.
Yep. He goes in one of the nice, comfy rooms, and once you've put him in there and retreated yourself, the door shuts.
Excellent. Yeah, I guess we do a shuttle run.
Okay, so you're starting to shuttle the people.
Doing these people one at a time, if you pardon the expression, of course, is likely to be a recipe for disaster. Can we have a look round in the TARDIS for three things? One, an injector. Two, a supply of drugs to knock people out. And we know that the dodgy fuck probably had that sort of thing. I mean, he had half a buttock.
No, he had a singular buttock.
Oh, yes. He had half a bum, a singular buttock.
Yes.
And three, a wheelbarrow. Because we're going to drag them out. They're going to start screaming. We're going to need to put them to sleep. Then we're going to have to transport them. And it's easier if we can stack them on like a parcel trolley or something like that.
My fucking God. Oh, dear. Look,
you've met me. I'm eminently practical.
I know. I'm just... You have a look around. And indeed... you do indeed find what you're pretty sure is sedative in the organ room.
Excellent.
The buttock is still floating there in its jar.
Still looking happy.
Yep.
Got half a smile on its face.
It's twerking its way merrily because it's dummy thick.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You also find the injector there, unsurprisingly. The wheelbarrow you find in the spore room. It looks like at some point the Illuminator took up a half-hearted interest in gardening.
Okay, so it's a normal wheelbarrow, not a sack trolley. That's fine. It'll do. It's a bit easier than carrying them one at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
We can probably load a couple in there.
Yeah, you could probably get a couple, three at a pinch.
Well, if we take two in the wheelbarrow, I can push the wheelbarrow. Then if two people can carry another one, that means we're taking three at a time and we're not crushing them.
Right.
That seems fair.
Oh, actually, is anybody stronger than me? Because it turns out Trem, not a strong person. Anyone got higher than two?
No, I have a strength of two.
I have a strength of two. Slightly.
Oh, okay. So basically we've all got a strength of two. Squad.
Hmm.
Cool. So, yeah, I'll push the wheelbarrow.
Madden is the strongest one here. That's actually alarming.
Sorry, what?
Madden's the strongest one here in that case.
Oh, you've got a strength of three?
Yeah.
In which case, you're doing the wheelbarrow.
Apparently so.
Ha ha.
Okay, so...
The medic drives the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Wheelbarrow ambulance.
Yep.
We are taking them from a place of danger to a place of safety. That counts as an ambulance.
Okay.
Sure.
Yep.
My logic.
Right, so you...
Let's make with the ambulating.
Yes. To commence thy ambulancing.
Mm-hmm.
So you start bringing people up. Was it three at a time?
Yeah, so if we put two in the wheelbarrow, then two of us can carry another one. And that leaves one person to look out.
And possibly help with the wheelbarrow, make sure it doesn't fall over.
Yeah. Okay. I would suggest that possibly, Milson, you might be the best person to be on lookout on account of...
That seems fair.
You seem quite observant.
Okay. Where is Milson looking out at?
Well, generally around us while we're walking, I assume.
Probably be... effectively looking at where they are currently going and where we have just been, just in case anyone tries to come up behind us.
Oh, and one other specification I would like to make every time. We close the TARDIS door the moment we get outside, and we do not open it until we are back at it again.
Yep, seems so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do not want anything sneaking on board.
Hmm.
Because the place is creepy enough. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, You make the first run fine. There's no problems. You make the second run, and it's... At that point, Milson, can I have a survival awareness, please?
I don't think so. That's a total of 11.
You're hearing sort of a strange noise.
Uh-oh.
I think it's coming from the direction of the airlock.
Guys?
Mm-hmm.
Can anyone else hear the strange noise coming from the airlock?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the direction of the airlock?
Would everyone else like to make me a survival awareness? It will be easier now because you've been specifically pointed towards something.
I'd like to. I can't, but I'd like to.
I got a 7.
Well, I did better than you, but only by 1.
Sorry, I've just lost my character sheet.
Well, that's because it's here next to me.
I got a 15.
Fucking hell.
Okay, Tilly, there's a sound. It's a bit like something odd happening to metal that's hot. Like a cutting sort of sound.
Oh, no.
I think something's happening at the airlock. It sounds odd.
Odd? How?
I guess kind of sounds like very loud cutting.
Cutting? Oh no.
Cutting the airlock?
That's the direction it's coming from.
Okie dokie then. Right. We need to speed this whole endeavor up.
Right.
Because
how many are left?
I'm trying to remember how many I told you there were. I think it's about 20. Yeah. Right. So you've done 2 runs. So that's there was already one up here. So you've got 13 people left.
Well, shit. Okay. Currently, 3 at a time. One person on the lookout. If we put 3 in the, it's still going to be 3 trips. So we can do 12 of them in 3 trips, and then get the last one. Right. Okay. The wheelbarrow is making the job easier, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we want to send someone to have a glance at what's actually happening at the airlock, in case more info is helpful? How far away is it? How far away is the airlock from where we are?
It was about a mile or so, wasn't it?
Something like that.
Okay, it's a long way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Are there any smaller than the huge buildings nearby?
Only ruins.
Yeah, but that we could get up on and have a look.
I mean, they're sort of one story level.
Is there any kind of something in the TARDIS that can zoom in on the airlock from where we are?
Oh, there's the viewporty thing.
I mean, yeah, you could try asking the TARDIS if it'll show you a view.
You're the one who gets on best with the TARDIS, Tilly. Do you want to do that while we start working on this?
Rightio.
Can I make a suggestion to everybody with regards to these people? If you, Milson, can take the trolley, and you, Madden, can try and carry one on your back in a piggyback, what I'll do is I'll just start dragging them out to the outside of the building and drugging them, because then they're slightly closer.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can get them all out of the building, that's a start.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to have to tell me how much of this shit I jab into them, because I'm not a doc. I've muted myself, sorry. I'm not a doctor, but I've got some knowledge, so... If you tell me how much I need to give them to sedate them, I should be okay.
All right, well, let's all go down and get the next lot off anyway, because you can't do anything until we've got people up.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, then. Okay. So we're getting, 3 at a time, and Trem is caching them to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Are you set to work? Tilly, you're going to ask the TARDIS nicely to show you what's going on, I believe?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll anything first, or...?
Yes, if
I
you
forget
could...
what I used before.
Probably resolve convince, since you're trying to ask the TARDIS nicely.
Okay. 15.
Okay, so you're very polite, and, well, the TARDIS does like you best. You're definitely TARDIS's favourite. So it shows, it extends out some sort of, you don't know how it does it, but it provides a view. Yeah, there is something cutting through the airlock door. You're sort of aware of what red-hot metal looks like, and there's a sort of a red-hot line coming down through the door as though something very, very hot is cutting through it.
I shall communicate this to the others. As someone is cutting through the airlock door.
The outer door?
The inner one. You can see the inner one with a line in it, which would suggest that someone has already cut through the outer one.
Okay, so our submarine's gone.
Well, the submarine stayed back at the place, yeah. Didn't it?
No, because... yeah, okay. Right. So they're currently waiting for Milson and Tilly to come back with the extra equipment that we need to come back to the dome. We're going to have to explain that, interestingly, at some point. Let's not worry about that right now. We've got somebody cutting through the fucking airlock. Now, if they cut through the airlock, then the big energy shield isn't going to keep the water out. It's generally going to be a bad, bad day because it'll just squirt in through the open airlock. Also, how are they doing that? I think I'm just going to go with fuck. Or possibly the fuck.
Regardless, they're not going to stop on our account. We need to keep moving.
Yeah. I'll continue dragging people.
Yeah. Do you want me to carry on watching, or
how long do you think we've got?
Hard to say.
I mean, I'm not really an engineer, so I don't really know much about metal and stuff.
Were there any ruins near to where the airlock was? Big ruins near the airlock?
Not any big ones, no.
Anything that we could collapse onto the front of the airlock, as we know we're not going out that way?
Not in terms of ruins, no, but you think maybe you could sort of, maybe if you found some way to move all the equipment crates that were at the archaeological dig, maybe?
I'm thinking... the archaeological dig, people. At the archaeological dig, did we see any, like, better wheelbarrows?
Well, now you think about it, you did see some sort of large trolley-type things.
Okay. Right, guys, there were big trolleys at the thingy, at the archaeological place. I'm going to go get one.
I'll carry on with the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, and you two carry on. I'm going to go and get a bigger wheelbarrow and also see if I can... maybe do something about these people cutting through the damn door.
Okay.
Tilly, you can either come with me or help them.
I guess I will.
What was that?
I'll bring more people up.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to take over my job, which was dragging people up from the downstairs, and I'm going to rush off in the direction of the archaeological site and see if there's A, anything I can do about stopping them cutting through the door, or B, getting a bigger wheelbarrow. This is buying a house all over again, isn't it? The fate of the world lies upon finding a slightly bigger wheelbarrow.
Yep.
Yeah, so I rush back in that direction.
Okay. Okay, so getting to the dig, you see that, there's a sort of trolley, sort of reasonably big ones. You reckon they were probably used for carrying, like, heavy pieces of equipment or gas canisters of some kind, maybe?
Okay.
You reckon you could easily stack maybe, like, 5 people on there in a heap?
Gas canisters, you say?
Yes. Sort of the tall ones, the tall, thin ones.
Right. So, looking at the airlock, they're obviously trying to cut a door hole, yeah?
Yes.
So, at some point, they're going to get sort of towards the bottom, and they're going to start going along the bottom, right?
Yes, that would make sense.
And looking at how they're cutting, it seems pretty obvious where they're going to get round to, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, now, you can tell sort of roughly the shape.
If I were to stack a whole load of gas canisters sort of all together with one right where they're going to have to cut to make the last little cut, what would probably happen is their cutter would cut the gas canister and detonate the lot of them, right?
Yes. Yes, that would make sense.
I'm going to go and do that just quickly. I'm just going to go and stack some quietly up against where they're going to cut round to. Just leave a nice little, so like one or two close enough where they're probably going to get cut, and then three or four just a bit further back. So basically, they're going to cut those two, and then there's going to be a big boom, and at least it will shock them. At best, it'll blow the door they've just cut onto them as opposed to out. That's my plan.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll just slow them down.
Well, it'll give them a fright at very least, and they won't be able to hear or possibly see.
So, are you doing anything with the trolley, or?
Oh, I'm then going to grab the trolley and leave at speed.
Okay.
Actually, can I? You said there were a couple of trolleys.
Yes. Yes, there are a couple of trolleys.
Can I put one trolley on top of another trolley and then wheel two trolleys back?
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, I'll do that.
I look like a fucking extra in Supermarket Sweep.
As you do.
Mm-hmm. Just more fabulous, obviously.
Having just travelled a mile there and back and brought us trolleys.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've been carrying on the bringing up. Trem returns with a couple of largish trolleys.
I come bearing gifts and also warnings. There's going to be an explosion over there in a little bit.
Okay. So we've probably had about half an hour. How many more people have you managed to get up in that time?
You've managed two more trips. Okay. So that would be six. So you've got seven people left. You reckon you can get those seven on those trolleys?
Yep. Let's go do that thing.
There's a large explosion in the direction of the airlock.
Okay. Let's go do that thing very quickly. Do you lot want to do that? Right. Are any of you good at fighting?
No. That's explicitly not my kind of thing.
I mean, I've done something. Not great.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll tell you what. If you three want to go and get the last people, I'll go and see if I can do anything about whatever this is.
All right.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So you three guys set off down with the trolleys. And Trem, you head back to have a look.
I'm going to take my disguise off first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go about halfway back and find a bit of ruin that looks like a pedestal, and then I'm going to stand on it in a heroic-looking fashion.
Okay.
You know, like a statue made of wood.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to think what...
I've just realised that this means I probably have to take off everything, in fact.
Okay. Yeah, you're naked now.
This is peak Trem. So yeah, let's go with it.
Yeah, make me an ingenuity convince roll, please.
I absolutely will do that thing. I think I'm going to spend a story point as well.
Okay.
Because this is sufficiently important.
Yes.
So we're going to roll four dice.
Okay.
Giving me a total of 20.
Okay, yeah. You look convincingly like a statue.
I am a wooden statue holding a metal sword.
Yes. Somehow you make it work.
Mm-hmm.
From your position, you can see the airlock, or what was the airlock. Yeah, that's quite. You made quite a mess of that with the explosion. We're not 100% certain what was in those gas canisters, but it didn't like the cutting very much. So there is a... Well, there's not much of the airlock left. There is water running through it, not too much. Mm-hmm. You think the outer door is still relatively intact somehow. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of bodies, you think, lying there. And now stepping through the smoking hole are... Well, you don't know what they are. They're humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of reptilian. Very... odd. They're like their heads are sort of like bulbous, but sort of almost draconic, but they've got these big eyes and sort of flattened snouts.
Okay.
And they're holding these weird sort of... Well, if you knew what a horseshoe was, you'd say they'd look a bit horseshoe-shaped.
Uh-huh.
You get the feeling they're guns of some kind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
They're holding them like guns.
I guessed that they were going to be guns. You said that our communicators were subvocal.
Yeah, you can subvox.
Guys, I'm currently disguised as a statue, and I'm looking at lizards with guns.
What, sorry?
Lizards with guns.
What do you mean by lizards? You mean aliens, not just like a lizard?
I assume so.
I'm going to go with, can you get out of there stealthily?
Possibly. I'm tempted to try and talk to them because I was expecting, like, angry surface people or, like, gangsters or whatnot.
All right, Trem, you do what you think you've got to do. We're going to keep moving and keep getting these people out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me when you're about... tell me when you're on the way back up.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay. You've just reached the bottom. So, good news. You can get the seven people on the trolley. Bad news. The door is starting to open.
Right, let's move faster.
Yeah, it's slow, thankfully. But it's definitely opening. And, well, do you want to look at what's beyond the door?
No.
Or are you trying very hard not to? Good. Probably
Wilson
for the best.
We'll definitely be going, don't look, don't look, don't look, don't look.
Okay. Trem, yeah, there's quite a few of these lizard people. They're moving with what you define as military precision.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are, they do seem to be carrying what look like very large weapons as well. Sort of heavy weapon, you're guessing, that need multiple operators?
Uh-huh.
Sort of carrying them.
Okay, so there's more of them than one or two. So my previous plan of pretend to be a statue and then mug them from behind is probably not the best one. So I'm going to stop pretending to be a statue, sort of hold my sword, like, point downwards and say, "Hi!"
The one in front stops and looks at you.
Now, one of you is going to be in charge, and I'd very much like to talk to that person, please. Oh, yes, and I am naked. Thank you for noticing, and I can tell you're all noticing. But I really need to talk to the person in charge.
So, the one in front that looked up at you... starts to speak, and it's a weird sort of voice. It's like a sort of gurgly, whispery sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are not one of the beings of this planet. I'm not the character doing the voice, but
that's you know. Correct. I'm not.
And why?
Neither are you.
We were here before them. We will be here after them.
Oh! Ah! Have you been... Right, have you guys been here before? Specifically here?
Yes.
Ah, so that explains the energy weapons. Excellent. Right, so... That's great. Basically, what's happened is some of the beings of this place have rocked up and poked about. And they've had a little mental issue. We're just pulling them out. Then
we're going to fuck off and basically make it so this place goes back to how it was before they came. Seems like we're on the same side then.
Have they opened the door?
No. The door was closed.
It must stay closed.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they got anywhere close to it, and we stayed resolutely far away from it. We absolutely did not touch the door at all. So, it seems like it's all good. We're planning on nicking the shield generator. Are you guys good with being underwater?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect then. So give us half an hour. We'll get this all wrapped up and we'll part ways happily. I'm Trem, by the way. Who are you?
I am Commander Vran.
Very attractive scales. Very nice. I love the sheen. Anyway,
can we hear all of this over the communicators?
Yeah, probably. I'd just turn an open channel on so you know whether I'm dying or not.
Okay.
Okay.
I was wondering whether for comedic timing we could jump in at some point now, but carry on, Milson.
So you know the door's begun to open by itself, right?
Okay. Vran, was it?
Yes.
I have some bad news.
The door's opening, isn't it?
Yes. My associates have informed me that the door is indeed opening on its own. They have done nothing to cause this to happen. But maybe you and your big energy weapons would like to follow me? I'll just collect my clothes.
Yeah. Vran and Vran immediately begins gesturing in a pseudo-military, you assume, fashion. And they start moving very quickly.
I get my clothes and then follow. I don't put my clothes on.
No,
I just get
them. I mean, I don't, does he even have external genitals?
He's been around humans long enough that yes, probably.
Okay, so he's just got a wooden cock and balls. Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah,
okay.
Remember what his aim is.
Okay, true. Now I know what he's aiming with as well.
Indeed.
Okay. Right, yeah, so, You've got the people on the trolleys, and yeah, that door is opening, and it seems to be opening a bit faster now.
Running.
Yeah, you are running up that.
As best we can with a trolley.
Yeah, you're hearing noises. Not good noises.
I'm trying not to.
The rasp of tentacles on stone.
Possibly tentacles.
Well, you assume tentacles. You hope tentacles. Or do you? I don't know. You're not sure what option's worse.
I'm just not thinking about it.
That's a good plan. Trem, as you and Vran and company arrive, your three companions emerge from the doorway with the trolleys with seven more people stacked on them.
Trem is carrying his clothes.
Tentacly down there.
Guys, Trem's naked.
And carrying his clothes.
He's carrying his clothes. He's sort of got them in a bundle to his side. So
I don't have time to think about it.
There is just a brief pause from Milson, and it's just like, huh.
I should point out that Trem has the attractive trait. Sure. Go on, Milson.
Just want to point out, he shoves the thumb over his shoulder. That place sounds like it's full of something resembling tentacles.
Okay.
Bran and his haven't stopped. They just go straight past you. Yeah, guys, there are these weird reptile, draconic, bulbousy, headed, flat snouted things with horseshoe.
Not even
guns
going there.
Okay. That was Bran. That was Bran. They claim they used to live here before, and they were the people who were shooting at the door previously. So
I was going to say, those look awfully energy weapony.
I need to go and check with them as to whether us stealing the shield generator right now would be a help or a hindrance. So I'm just going to follow Vran. I'll be back in a second.
We're going to get the people loaded.
Yeah. While they're loading the people, I'm going to go and follow Vran as fast as possible. Oi, Vran!
We do not have time.
If we steal the shield generator and the entire sea comes rushing in, will that help or hinder you right now?
That will help.
Excellent. Yes. We'll go and do that thing. Enjoy shooting at whatever's behind the big door. We're going to go and steal the shield generator and hopefully help you out with the huge amounts of sea. Cool. Bye. Look me up if you're ever... Well, I don't know. I never know where I'm going to be. Bye.
Bran just looks slightly confused. You guess that's the expression. You can't really read his face yet. And then just they carry on.
Cool. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
So, good news, people. If we steal the shield generator now, it actually helps them. So,
awesome.
Good.
Shall we try and steal the shield generator?
Everyone in place, in their comfortable rooms. Shut the door, keep the trolley.
Yeah, yeah. Never know when good trolleys are going to come to use.
I mean, look at our situation today, eh?
I'm going to bring the wheelbarrow in.
Wouldn't that have been faster if we had the trolley first time round?
Well, now we have two.
And then, presumably, we asked the TARDIS very nicely to get us at the shield generator.
Materialise around it, I think, is the plan.
Well, I mean, we can ask if we can do that.
Let's hope it says yes, because otherwise this is going to get difficult.
The TARDIS, upon realizing that what you're asking it to do will bury this place under an awful lot of water, almost immediately jumps to the task.
Hey!
It dematerializes the easiest you've ever seen it dematerialize and rematerializes, and there is now a large, well, shield generator thing. And
Nelson is just going to be looking around and going, did we leave the handbrake on last time or something?
I don't know.
That was impressive.
Can you work out how to turn that off? Either you or Madden.
What? The thing shield that generator. Is now in it's in a pocket dimension, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, but we don't want it doing its thing while we're trying to...
No, that's true. I presume there's a nice big red mushroom button, emergency stop somewhere.
Well, there isn't, but the interface is in English and the buttons are actually fairly well marked, so it doesn't take too much fiddling for you to turn it off, especially because Madden is more familiar with this technology than you, although, honestly, Madden, this is surfacer stuff, so it's more advanced than what you're used to, but it's still relatively user-friendly.
Good.
Hmm.
I mean, surfaces don't like complicated things.
Well, no.
Who does?
Indeed. Even though you are inside the TARDIS, which is technically a pocket dimension, you can still hear the sudden roar of a lot of ocean come crashing down on what up until just now had been a pocket of, well, atmosphere. Although, weirdly, it's where you can also hear something that sounds like the pew-pew of lasers? So yeah, you have a shield generator, and you have buried this place back under the ocean.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, and you also have a corridor full of padded rooms with a lot of people. Thankfully, it's soundproof, because you've got video feed into there, and yeah, they just started screaming. Which is odd, because you sedated them.
Yeah. That is a bit concerning.
Can we keep an eye on stuff? By which I mean, I kind of want to be able, like, I know that everything's under an ocean now. Can we try and, like, maybe get further away, but keep an eye on who comes out of that, who or what comes out of that door?
Well, TARDIS isn't going to care about a bit of water. We can just sit here.
Yeah, you can. The TARDIS is perfectly comfortable. The TARDIS is. You heard the water coming in on, but yeah, the TARDIS is absolutely impervious to it. Yeah, yeah. You stay there for a while. No one comes out.
Oh dear, poor Vran. We barely knew you.
I mean, on the bright side, that means also nothing giant and tentacular comes out as well. So
I mean, that's nice. Good.
Yeah, and hey, they did say they were fine underwater, so maybe they're okay. Maybe. Anyway, yeah. Nothing comes out. Oh, all is still in the cold, cold depths.
What if, like, by whatever it is, has got them, and it's going to be happy while it's got them, and then it won't?
I mean, that's a possibility, but you can't really tell from out here.
Bavin's just sort of looking around the others.
Are you suggesting we go back inside?
I don't know. What I really want to know is whether I need to get everyone I know the fuck out of here.
I mean, you could do that anyway. In theory. You do have a machine that goes anywhere in time and space.
Yeah, but some of them, like, have lives, and yeah, it's not, like, the best life, but some are happy with it.
Hmm.
Right, so I'm confused as to what you're asking us, Madden. Do you want us to go back inside the scary building full of scariness?
Well, you're probably going to have to swim, because the TARDIS was not keen to go in there.
Yeah.
And we're at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah.
I mean, you could try asking the TARDIS very nicely. I mean, you didn't really explain the situation to the TARDIS last time before you asked to jump in there.
I don't know if going back in's a good idea anyway. Because if the door's shut, it might start opening again. So we've got people there, and it gets disturbed. I don't know. I don't know how this stuff works.
Well, from the Upworlder's point of view, they sent people down here, lost track of them, and then their shield generator has just gone. Chances of them just randomly deciding to come back?
In all honesty, Madden, this sort of thing seems like an Upworlder's whim. Archaeological digs like this, so it's hard to say. Depends on who the driving force behind the whole expedition was. If it was someone who was there and is currently in one of your padded rooms, there wouldn't really be anyone else to push it.
So if the door's actually properly shut right now.
Fran was of the opinion that if we were to take the shield generator away, the water would help. So honestly, I think it, because the door opened outwards, didn't it?
Yeah.
So simply from a physics point of view, that would have helped.
Yeah, simply from a physics point of view, people don't weirdly go mental stasis, though.
I mean, true. But they did also have guns.
Yeah.
I don't really know how we can check is the problem. Unless we literally take the TARDIS in there and say to the TARDIS, please can we go and have a look, and then have a look through the viewport and see. The problem with that plan is if the door is open and whatever's behind it is loose, what we've basically just done is given it ultimate power over the universe. So it'll just grab the TARDIS and do terrible things to it.
Yeah, we can't. All right.
What we could do is we could go back, and when we hand over the shield generator, we can say that they released a terrible biohazard. And they, like, contracted a hideous melty that seemed to be horrifically airborne. So setting up anything that makes air in that location was really bad, and we only managed to get away with it because we went and got a load of diving suits, which incidentally is... We're going to have a problem explaining this whole thing, by the way. Because, like, the whole... You guys came back on a submarine to get equipment, and then the submarine's still back there, and then we're going to turn up, all of us, thing. But
you can just bribe the sub operator?
I think we're going to have to, and I suggest that we bribe her by taking her to another planet and saying, would you like to get off this shitty planet? No offence, but at the moment it's pretty shitty.
Depends what ties she's got, but it might work.
I mean, maybe she wants a holiday. Are those still a thing in the year 3000?
Not really. Mm-hmm. He's not here.
Well, in that case, double bonus.
Yep. So, we could tell them that this place was hideously, hideously diseased, and that we only managed to not catch the disease because you were in that weird sector, and we came from that weird sector with you, and that weird sector's got weird stuff. Like how if you get leaf mold, you don't get death rot.
Not plants.
Oh, well, like if you get X minor disease for meat people, you don't get Y serious disease for meat people.
Is smallpox still a thing in this day and age? I don't know.
It's not a thing in our day and age, really. But yes, that was what I was alluding to.
The history.
Yes,
Wilson would know the history and bring it up.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's whether or not Madden would understand what that even was.
Try and find out.
So in human history, there was a guy called Jenna who...
Isn't that a girl's name?
No, that would be Jenny. And it's a surname, not a full name.
Yeah.
Getting aside from that...
Jenna is a first name.
Not back when he was just... You could get a disease from milking cows called cowpox, and those who got that didn't get smallpox, which was a much different disease that killed people, lots of people. Very nasty. So he made a whole thing out of giving people cowpox. They had a week of inconvenience and then didn't get smallpox ever and didn't have the inconvenience of dying.
Not having the inconvenience of dying is generally considered a good thing, I feel.
Yep. Don't know if that's still a thing in the year 3000, but...
Yeah, given I've not exactly had a medical lab down there to figure that out, that might be going a bit far. We could just, like, tell them everyone was horribly diseased and clearly something in the atmosphere down there is really bad.
Yeah, we just got lucky.
Well, we've taken ourselves out of it and we're going to treat ourselves before it progresses.
That works too.
Yep.
All right.
I'll put my disguise back on, shall I?
At least get dressed.
Yeah.
Trem has no shame.
Trem has magnificent wooden testicles. Thank you very much.
Do they look like that?
Or what?
Testicles.
Most of them are less wooden.
Oh, yes. Anyway, Trem will actually go and get dressed.
Right, so you head back to the...
You go put the TARDIS back where we got it from.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you need to go and bribe the submarine person.
Yeah, it's quite near the dock, so... Sure. Wait, what have we got? What have we got on the TARDIS? Like, we've got a wheelbarrow. What else has it got on here?
All sorts of shit.
Because if we can find some sort of all sorts of shit that looks like it's worth half something.
That's what the shield generator's for.
No. That's for bribing the people who want to slot her parents.
Oh.
This is for bribing the submarine person to not tell them that we can teleport it about the place.
I mean, do we just want to offer them a way out as well?
You see, that...
Depends whether they're going to believe us. We can offer it, sure. But I don't want that to be the only thing we take with us out there.
Fair.
Okay, can I find something sort of that looks interesting?
Okay, define interesting.
Like, something... Either some sort of, like, tech that wouldn't necessarily be readily available, but not massively wildly out of place. Or just, I don't know, interesting food. Is there any interesting food on the TARDIS?
Oh, yes.
Because, like, seriously, fresh food, you don't get that down there. Not often.
Oh, yeah. No, there's quite a variety of fresh food.
Because that'd be a bribe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can easily create quite the nice hamper.
That'll do then.
Fucking bribery by Harrod's hamper. Done.
Bribery by fruit basket.
Yep. Sounds good to me. Hey,
it's not even Harrod's. It's Tesco's own brand apples.
Yeah.
Because that's more than they've got down here by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a bribery hamper. Let's go.
Okay.
So we head out and look for the submarine person.
Okay.
It's hopefully where people left her.
Yeah, she's just been hanging out there.
Do you want me to negotiate?
Up to you. Do one of the people she knows want she knows are out want to go first?
Oh, yeah. Tilly or Wilson would make more sense.
Except as the point that we're bribing her because we're back.
Okay.
Yeah, but so she doesn't immediately panic at the moment she sees us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure, I'll go out first.
Yeah.
Along with Tilly. So, like, head towards her, trying to look as stealthy as we did when we arrived back.
She sort of nods as she sees you. So you got the stuff?
Absolutely. Come on, lads. Gesture for the others to come round the corner.
I look at Madden briefly and just go, why did we bother? Trem will come round the corner.
Because I was supposed to go first, so she didn't just run.
Hi.
She looks confused.
Yes, I can see by your face you look confused. Now.
Yeah, how did you get here?
Long story short, we found alternate transport. Now, I've got good news, and I've got great news. The good news is we've procured the shield generator that your bosses wanted. The great news is that in return for not telling them anything about how we did that, we've got something to offer you. We're going to offer you a wonderful hamper of wonderful foods in return for your continued silence.
So you're going to give me a whole bunch of stuff that I couldn't possibly otherwise get here in exchange for just not saying that you didn't come back with me, you came back
with
some other way I don't know and don't really care about.
Yeah, so you're going to tell them we came back with you with the shield generator.
I'm sorry, can I see this hamper first, please? Just you know.
Yeah, I'll hand over.
Sold.
Awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed the ride back.
Yes.
Have fun.
Yeah.
We're just going to go and get the shield generator so that you can unload it.
Yes.
After we've loaded it. We've got trolleys now. We'll just fucking wheel the bastard in and then wheel the bastard out again.
Yeah, you do that.
It goes in under a tarp. It comes out also under a tarp.
Hmm.
There. Right. We seem to have tied that one up relatively quickly, man. Over to you for the dealing with smarmy criminals.
Yeah, we better go check in. Right, let's wheel the generator with us.
Mm-hmm.
If we're wheeling the generator, I'm going to get the sword out.
Fair.
And do my... Because I'm all robed up, but I'm going to look as bulky as I can look with a sword.
Mm.
I've definitely got my fingertips near my gun.
Okay.
And I'm right where it is.
Okay. So you head back to gentlemen by the monitors. So, what have you got for me?
Well, we couldn't find you anything much in the site.
Hmm.
But we could get you a shield generator.
He blinks. Whoa. You managed to get the shield generator for the whole dig. So the whole dig is now under water. What happened to all the people who were in it?
They were dead. All of them. Some sort of disease down there. Got them all.
Wait, hold on. Have you got it? Did you catch it? Are you...
No.
What?
We're fine. We're fine. I checked up on us because obviously it crept off on them. They didn't realize it was happening. We knew about it. I've treated us. We should be all right. Probably wouldn't come too close just in case. But...
Right. Okay. Suppose that makes sense. I mean, all that air just can't be good for them. Okay. So take the tarp off. Let me see it.
I whipped the tarp off.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah. Wow. It's good condition too. How the heck did you get that back to the submarine without? You know what? Never mind. I don't care. That is in peak condition. Oh yes. That definitely makes us even. Definitely makes us even.
Glad to hear it.
Good. That's good. Right. Right, well, I'd offer you more work, but since you're possibly contagious, fuck off.
Yeah, fucking off right now.
Good. You can see the sort of calculations going on behind his eyes as to what he can get for this and from whom.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have... Your debt is absolved, madam. Your family is safe.
Good to know.
Are you going to go visit?
Get out of here now.
Hmm.
I'm going to wait till we're out of there before we have that sort of conversation.
Okay, yeah. You get a nice distance away.
Yeah. Should probably check in while we're here.
Mm.
Let him know I'm not dead.
Always nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go wait in the TARDIS. You head back to the TARDIS.
You head back to the TARDIS.
I will be joining him.
Okay. Tilly, do you want to go with Madden for this, or do you want to head back to the TARDIS?
Yeah, I'll go with Madden if it's all right to tag along.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you you head along to your to where your parents live. It's cramped, as most places are down here. Space is something of a premium. And before you can even knock on the door, it swings open and your mother is there looking at you quite furious. Where the hell have you been?
Long story?
Yes. Yes, it probably would be. And, oh, for goodness sake, girl. And then she just hugs you. And then she looks at Tilly. Sorry, who's this?
This is Tilly. Friend of mine.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Tilly. She's not been dragging you into any mischief, has she?
No. Not at all, no.
Good, good. Well, come in, come in. I'll make you some tea. And so you meet Tilly's parents, and you have tea. It's terrible tea, but it's meant well.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is Madam going to have to try and figure out what the hell she's telling them? Because she doesn't think they're going to believe, oh yeah, I got kidnapped by a spaceship, and now I'm travelling around on it. But at the same time, she's not hanging around. But she needs to give him a reasonable reason. I think she's probably going to try and blag that there's some sort of thing going on in a different sector that she's very much tied up in now. Like an interesting project, development work sort of thing.
Well, they seem slightly dubious, but on the plus side, they seem just happy you're no longer working with criminals because they never did like getting involved with that sort. You never know where it leads. So they just, you know, they say they're happy for you. They wish you'd told them, and they make you promise to stay in touch this time.
I mean, I'll try it. I'll drop in when I can, but when we're in the middle of something, we can't just call.
Yeah. Well, all right, but just, you know, don't disappear again. And you look after her, Tilly. You seem a sensible girl.
Thank you. I'll definitely try.
Okay. So you set off once more with hugs and biscuits, because all visits to parents should involve hugs and biscuits.
Could I have taken my parents some fruit as well?
Yeah, you can bring them. So you can give them some fruit.
Just to sort of be like, and yeah, this is the stuff we're getting. Like we can get hold of sometimes as a result of what we're doing in the other sector.
They are wide-eyed and wondrous at the sight of a fresh orange.
But don't talk too much about it because it's kind of secret project.
They promise.
Okay. Time. I've bestowed fruit upon the tongue.
Fruit from time itself.
Okay. So you head back to the TARDIS, where I assume Trem, Milson, have you been up to anything interesting, or...?
No.
probably getting myself fed and watered and ready if any more weird shit happens.
Oh, you found out where Horizon has been. Apparently Horizon was exploring the Spore Room.
Okay, then.
Oh, dear.
Also, Horizon has actually managed to find a way to communicate with the Buttock.
Oh, of course.
Is it happy?
Yes, it's a happy buttock.
Well, that's great.
Well, good.
A single happy buttock.
I mean, that resolves its happy look.
Yes, it does always have a half smile, as I said before.
It's just that I wasn't aware buttocks could be conscious.
I mean, but that is an issue.
It's a special buttock. It was made by an insane buttock. Time Lord. Yeah.
I'm worried about sentient buttocks.
Well, yeah, it's good to hear you've got sentient.
I think everyone should be worried about sentient buttocks.
Yeah, but you've only got a sentient buttock, singular. Now, if there's two, you've got the real problem, because they'll whole-arse it, not half-arse it. And on that terrible pun shell, you dematerialize away towards your next adventure. But that is the end of Dream No More. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope the players have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I hope figured out who Vran and company were.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Silurians.
Sea devils. Motherfucking sea devils.
Who was the one behind the door? Because I can't for the life of me remember which one that's supposed to be.
Cthulhu. It's Cthulhu. Because you were in Raleigh.
Ah.
Because Dream No More is a Metallica song specifically about Cthulhu.
Yeah, I was oh dear. Oh,
yeah.
Oh dear. Oh shit. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear.
I just really like the idea that the Sea Devils fought Cthulhu at one point and shoved him through a door.
Yep. It seems pretty Sea Devil-y.
Yeah.
Seems like the sort of thing they'd do.
Yeah, it was their planet and Cthulhu was trying to fuck things up.
Yeah.
Fucking Cthulhu.
I mean, he kind of managed it.
Hmm? So what was that, Archive?
Who were the Sea Devils?
They were an old Doctor Who. If you remember the Silurians.
They were an offshoot of the Silurians.
Yeah, they were sort of like the underwater Silurian cohort. They were the slightly less smart muscle to the Silurians.
Okay.
They only ever appeared in a couple of stories. I really hope someday they'll show up in New Who, because I'd really like to see New Who versions of them.
Were they the ones that showed up in the episode with the Royal Navy hovercraft?
Yes, that was the first one they appeared in, oddly enough, called The Sea Devils. It was that and a fifth Doctor one called Warriors of the Deep, which was the one that had the terrible green pantomime horse that electrified people to death.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What Warriors of the Deep is fantastically shonky in places, but it's also horrifically brutal in the way that classic Doctor Who loved to be. Well worth a watch, that one.
Mm-hmm. Wondrous.
Oh, yes. But yeah, so I think we'll call it there. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this story. We hope you have enjoyed this session. If you did enjoy it, please do give us feedback. We love iTunes reviews, Podchaser reviews, whatever else we're on that you can review us.
Podbean, you can talk to us at.
Yep, you can send us emails at cultofteaanddice@gmail.com. You can send us, you can write comments on the website, thecultofteaanddice.net. You can talk to us on Twitter @cultteaanddice. You can talk to me on Twitter @bloodiedfox. You can talk to him on Twitter @mordrian. You can talk to her on Twitter @tgremlin. And if Il Porcupino was here, you could speak to her @il_porcupino. Yeah, so thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
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 Balls.